The deadly typhoon that swept through the Philippines was one of the strongest ever recorded. But storms nearly that powerful are actually common in the Western Pacific. NPR's Richard Harris explains why this particular one caused so much damage.
Typhoons, known in our part of the world as hurricanes, gain their strength by drawing heat out of the ocean. Tropical oceans are especially warm, which is why the biggest storms, Category 4 and 5, emerge there. Carrie Emanuel at MIT says these storms also intensify when there's cool air over that hot ocean.
The Pacific at this time of year is very ripe and juicy for big typhoons, and every once or twice a year we get a Cat 5 typhoon out there. But it's a great rarity, fortunately, that a storm just happens to reach peak intensity when it's making landfall, and that's what happened in this case.
As it approached one large island, the storm pushed up into a broad bay. That created a 13-foot storm surge that caused widespread devastation at the head of that bay, the city of Tacloban. Mountains also wring rainwater out of storms like these, and then there's the wind.
So we had sort of a triple whammy of surge, very high winds, and strong rainfall.
Super Typhoon Haiyan could be the strongest on record, but scientists can't say for sure because they don't have direct measurements of the wind speed. Hurricane scientists usually fly into storms heading toward the United States to measure wind speed and barometric pressure, and the U.S. Navy used to do that for storms in the Western Pacific. But Emanuel says budget cuts ended that practice decades ago.
Since then, we've had to rely on satellites mostly to estimate typhoon intensity. And satellites are very good at detecting the presence of typhoons, but they're not so great when it comes to trying to estimate how strong they are.
That said, scientists using that data are inferring sustained winds at around 190 or 195 miles per hour. John Nielsen Gammon, the Texas State climatologist at Texas A&M, says gusts blew up to 230 miles per hour, which is as fast as a race car.
Imagine rather than just one car, imagine basically millions of raindrops and debris moving at the same speed past you and you trying to stand in the middle of it. That's the kind of force that such a hurricane can generate.
The strongest hurricane or typhoon winds on record were from Camille, which struck the U.S. Gulf Coast in 1969. But its 190-mile-per-hour winds don't tell the whole story of devastation. The width of a storm matters, too.
Camille was a very small storm. Maybe about a fifth the size of Haiyan. And so it caused a lot of devastation, but over a relatively limited area.
And to find out whether Haiyan had record-breaking winds, Nielsen Gammon says scientists may turn to amateurs for information.
Any major storm will attract storm chasers, and Haiyan was no different. So there were people who traveled to Tacloban specifically to get footage of the storm, and they took along some instruments, and so we'll probably actually get some data out of that.
Of course, that number is only one way to measure the overall severity of a typhoon. The mounting death toll will be another. And climate scientists like Nielsen Gammon and Carrie Emanuel say, as the planet continues to heat up, so will the oceans. And that means there will be more energy available for storms and likely more Class 4 and 5 typhoons. Richard Harris, NPR News.